Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well how the current economic situation has affected you and the household. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, is your home a single-family home or detached or townhome, apartment, or condominium?
It's a condo.
Condominium, okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Okay. All right, ma'am, can you please tell me in, like, what year was your home built?
This condominium was built sometime in the 1960s.
Okay, 1960. Okay. All right, and have any upgrade modification have been made, you know, to the property?
Oh, they keep this property very, very nicely. They have, it's a very big complex. There's
okay.
30 different apartments in my building, and there's over 30 buildings, and there, you know, they have landscapers. They paint, and
have they done, like, roofing upgrades, like impact windows?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all that, right?
Right.
Drainage upgrades and structure upgrades, like raise home?
They don't have to raise it. We're up on
Yeah. All right. Okay, ma'am, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Oh, I've been in Florida maybe 30 years.
30 years, okay.
Yeah.
30 years. All right. Okay, ma'am, and have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane?
It was just the one.
Which one? Do you remember what category it was?
It was Category 1.
Category 1, okay.
It might have been called Ida. I don't remember.
Okay. I'm fixing, I think, Ida. Ida. Do you remember what year that hurricane was?
It was a long, pretty long time ago, but I was here. I was living here at that time.
Okay,
maybe 7 years ago.
About 7 years ago?
About
okay.
That, yeah.
But you say the name was Ida, right?
I think so, yeah.
So, okay, Ida. I think I got a list here, but let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
Okay, Ida, let me see. Andrew, Ida. Okay, I got it. Irene.
No,
okay, ETA, right?
It sounds like it, yeah.
That was like in 2020?
Probably, yes.
Okay, ETA. Yeah, that's where it is, ETA. ETA. Okay, and that would have been in 2020. Okay. Okay, ma'am, and have you or any adults in the household lived in a, you know, physically damaged by a hurricane?
My particular condo, no, but one of the other condos in my building had a palm tree fall on the railing.
But not in your house, or right? Not in the in your house.
No.
Okay. Okay. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related, like a related tornado, flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
No, I'm not vulnerable. I live up high.
Up high. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember if a serious hurricane, you know, threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters, like board up home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to, you know, home of a relative or friend in another area, or you would
where I am, we do not have to evacuate.
Okay, so you will not make any preparations, right? Your home is already prepared.
I'll get gas in my car. The last time we had a scare, everybody goes out and gets gas in their car, and it was hard to find gas.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am, and considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm pretty certain. I have a couple of hurricane. I have a safe. One of my rooms is quite safe.
Okay. And, please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources or other social media, like the radio, TV, newspapers, or print media. Friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Or
WhatsApp.
Television, mostly.
Television?
Okay,
can you select three that you would think you would use, you know, kind of information you would use, like internet sources other than social media? Radio?
The radio. Radio,
okay.
I would use.
And what else? What about family and friends?
No, I have family and friends here, but my friends, they wouldn't have any information that I don't have.
What about any social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok?
No, I don't bother with that.
Or WhatsApp?
I have a computer. And
so be internet, right? Sources. Internet sources. Okay.
Right.
All right, ma'am, and on a scale from 1 through 5, with 1 being the least prepared, 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from 1 through 5?
A 5,
okay. All right, ma'am, and have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The cost of childcare, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, property taxes, transportation costs, or cost of insurance, or none of the above affected my hurricane preparedness?
No, none of the above.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Neither, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, ma'am, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or if a hurricane, three hurricane is stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
I'm in a non-evacuation. They don't evacuate where I am because
So probably never, right? Probably never? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend or family? Another location within the state, as far as possible to another state? Or you would not live under any circumstances?
I used to live on the beach years ago, and we got evacuated twice, and we went to the high school. Because we had a little boat, you could bring your boat and park it in the lot there. But that hurricane never came.
But right now, if that would happen, where would you go? You would not live under any circumstances, or you go to a local shelter?
No, I would go to the same place, the high school.
Okay, but that's like considered like a local shelter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how many vehicles are available in the household?
Just one.
One? Okay. And, okay, what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy, if you know it?
I forget. There is a deductible.
Uh-huh, deductible, but you don't know it, right?
It might be 500 for
500?
A hurricane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, and how confident are you that you could come up with $500 for unexpected hurricane damage?
I could do that easily.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how has your home insurance rate changed, in the last 1 year? Has it decreased or increased or stayed the same?
Oh, it's increased.
But it has increased more, like 1% to 10% or over 10%?
No, I don't think over 10%.
Maybe 1 to 10%?
Maybe.
Okay. What about in the 1 to 3 years? Has it changed in the last 1 to 3 years?
Yeah, it has. It's gone up.
And gone up. Increased using somewhat 1 to 10% or over 10%?
Not over 10%, but it's gone up quite a bit.
Okay. What about the last 3-5 years? Has it gone up or gone down?
It's gone up.
Okay. In the 5 to 10 years?
No.
Or maybe remain the same?
Oh, no, it's gone up. Yeah, I guess
going up.
Last couple of years, it's gone up.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage? Or nothing, paying higher rate?
I just paid it.
Oh, you just paid it, okay. Okay, ma'am, and if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value. 80 to less than 100%, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
About 100%.
100%, okay. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership, costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
No, I like it here. I would not move.
You would not move, okay. All right, ma'am, in recent years, there has been a trend, among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no, or I have already dropped my insurance, or something else?
I would. See, in a condo, it's different because we have one insurance policy for the whole building but then we also have our own individual insurance for the stuff we have in our own condo.
Okay, you wouldn't consider if your mortgage was paid off, right? So yes or no?
And my mortgage, I never had a mortgage. I paid cash for this.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of this level of government should help, to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, or local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Oh, well, I would say if I had problems, the insurance would pay me.
Okay,
I've been through some hurricanes here, not really big ones, but places where we've lost the power for a few days or a couple of weeks, and The police are out directing traffic, and the local utilities come and put the power back on.
But do you think which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? You think federal, state government, or local government? Or you think government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I think if it was very bad, like if they had a total collapse, the way they've had some of the beaches down south of Florida, then the government would have to be involved.
Maybe the local government or state government or federal?
All of them.
All of them.
And they all do get involved.
All right, ma'am, and on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced? 1 is no confidence, 3 is reasonable confidence, and 5 is very high confidence. But you can use any number from 1 to 5.
5.
What about that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
We don't own the land here. So I really don't know much about the land. We just own the condo.
But do you think the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk or not?
Oh, I think they may. They're very competent, the people who own the complex.
What number would you say from 1 through 5?
5.
Of 5. Okay, what about that the new developments, take into account hurricane wind risk?
They're all involved in that.
Okay.
Federal government, local government.
What number would you say of confidence from 1 through 5?
5.
Okay, either the new developments take into account flood risk?
We don't have flood. I don't need flood insurance here. We're too high.
Okay. Okay, but, when that happens, in Florida, you think that new developments take into account flood risk or not?
Oh, I think they do. I think they do. Yeah.
How confident do you feel from 1 through 5?
Well, now I would say 5.
5. Okay, and the last one say the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
They are now, yes.
Okay, think is very, very high? Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. We almost finished with this survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time. I only have a few more questions and we should be done. Okay. I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Not me. I will not be affected by it. But yes, I do.
So you both? Okay, but you believe it's happening, but you do not feel that be affected, right?
Right, I'm 4 miles from the beach.
Okay. Okay, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes? Or
property taxes.
Property taxes, okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. Most of Florida, coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned. I'm about 60 feet above.
Okay. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, or proximity to job? You can select three of those to be, you know, the characteristics.
You said walkability?
Yes, walkability.
Yeah, I like that because I can walk over to the supermarket and to the mall.
Okay. What about your neighborhood?
Oh, very nice. Yes.
Okay, so that'll be one. What about crime in the area or schools? Price.
Oh, the price was right.
Okay, so that would be one of those, right? Okay, thank you,
yeah,
ma'am. Okay, ma'am, and how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say less than 1 year, between one, two, less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, or between 10 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Between 5 and 10 years.
5 and 10, okay. All right, ma'am, finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. I really thank you. Could you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
I'm 65 or older.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your gender?
Female.
Female, all right, thank you. All right, ma'am, including yourself, how many people live in the household?
Just me.
Just one, okay? Okay. No one else.
No one else. Okay. I say it's not a house. It's a condo. A lot of people live in my building.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Say 65. One that is over 65, only you, right?
Right.
Okay. I don't know why it won't let me. Okay. Zero. Okay, including yourself, how many people? You say just one, just yourself?
Yes.
Under 65, just one. Okay, let's see if you make me go. Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your marital status? Would that be single, never been married, married with a living, with a partner,
yeah,
widow?
Widow,
okay. And what is the highest grade of the school completed by an adult member of the household?
Oh, I've been through college.
Would that be college graduated or graduate degree?
Yeah, I graduated
from college. Okay. All right, ma'am, are you Hispanic, Latino descent, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian, white.
Okay. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
All right. All right, ma'am, can you please tell me which is the income range of your household? Would that be under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100?
No, I don't give out that information.
Okay, well, that was the last question. With this, this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your time. Okay, you have a great evening, ma'am.
Oh, well, you
bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.